From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Search crews in Indonesia are no longer looking for survivors and have turned their efforts to recovering bodies of victims of last week's massive earthquake. The tremor destroyed scores of office buildings, hotels, and schools. Hundreds of people are still missing. From Western Sumatra, Wali Sakautau reports.
The government reopened schools today, but even as schoolchildren dressed in their uniforms walked the roads, many didn't get back to their classes, instead coping with what's left of their homes and in some cases what's left of their schools. Electricity is back in parts of Padang City, but areas farther out were still without power or running water. In the village of Duriandan, more than an hour north of the city, 27-year-old Fitrianti, who only has one name, described her situation. She said all the families in this location have been affected by this tragedy, so no one expects much help from their neighbors, but outside help, she said, is welcome. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Padang City, Sumatra.
The Senate Finance Committee is expected to vote this week on its version of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system, the last of five such bills to emerge from congressional panels. As lawmakers prepare to hammer out compromises among the different proposals, President Obama gathered dozens of doctors in the White House Rose Garden today. Mr. Obama says doctors know best of all why the system needs changing.
These doctors also know that reform will make their lives easier. By moving to electronic medical records in a system carefully constructed to protect patient privacy, physicians will have less paperwork to fill out, more critical information at their fingertips, and more time to spend with their patients.
The president said he remains confident that health care legislation will be enacted this year. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine has been awarded to three American scientists. NPR's John Hamilton has details.
The winners are Elizabeth Blackburn from the University of California, San Francisco, Carol Greider from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, and Jack Szostak from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Each winner will receive the equivalent of about $450,000. The scientists got the prize for discoveries about structures called telomeres, which play an important role in aging and cancer. Without telomeres, chromosomes would lose a tiny bit of genetic code at the ends of DNA strands each time a cell divides. But telomeres act like protective caps, allowing cells to divide again and again without losing any information. The scientists discovered an enzyme that makes telomeres and how these structures protect chromosomes. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Stock prices are higher on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are up 84 points at 9,572. The Nasdaq Composite is up 17. The S&P 500 up 12. This is NPR News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning today's suicide bomb attack on a UN Food Agency office in Pakistan, calling it a heinous crime. Five UN staff members were killed. The UN has closed all of its offices in Pakistan temporarily. The service sector of the economy expanded in September for the first time in a year. That's the conclusion of a widely watched gauge of service sector activity from the private Institute for Supply Management. NPR's Frank Langford has the story.
The Institute surveys more than 300 purchasing managers at private companies. In September, they indicated the service sector, which makes up the vast majority of the U.S. economy, was bouncing back. Areas driving growth included healthcare and retail trade. Many economists expect any recovery will be uneven, and the survey seemed to confirm that. Many areas, ranging from real estate and finance to transportation and recreation, continued to shrink. Even if the economy is growing, employment is not. On Friday, the Labor Department said the nation lost more than 250,000 jobs in September. Employers say they're reluctant to start hiring again until they see signs a recovery is strong and sustainable. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court opened its new term today. The justices heard oral arguments in a Maryland case involving how long a suspect's request for a lawyer should be regarded as valid by police and the courts. Some justices seemed openly skeptical of arguments by defense attorneys that police should be barred from speaking to a suspect without a lawyer present if the suspect had possibly asked for an attorney in a related case years earlier. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.